So all therapies work, and we've already identified what happens at the moment they actually work. In other words, when somebody has a breakthrough, what is that breakthrough? The breakthrough is at that moment, the meaning of what's happened in their life has changed. They've changed what they associate to that person or that situation. For example, if somebody had been raped, they're going to continue to have trauma until they change the meaning. In other words, the reason they feel upset and the anger and the hurt and the pain, they have every right to, but the reason is what that means to them. That means they were violated. It means their life's out of control. It means, let's say, that they're dirty. Whatever it is that they've associated in their head is making them feel pain. Now, people who change that have changed the meaning. There comes a point where that rape now means that they're stronger than they've ever been in their life and they can now help other people. Or that rape now means that it'll never happen again because they know how to handle themselves. Or that rape means it's a chance for them to expand. I don't know what it is. It's different for every person. But if the meaning doesn't change, the person's life doesn't change. There's a gentleman by the name of Viktor Frankl who wrote a book that you should read. It's called Man's Search for Meaning. Fabulous book. Viktor Frankl was a psychiatrist of Jewish heritage who during World War II had the unbelievably unfortunate experience of being locked up in a Nazi concentration camp where death seemed certain. Now, the interesting thing that happened there is while most people just gave up and died, he somehow, through a series of experiences, began to trigger and associate to being in that camp the possibility of power and pleasure. What do I mean by that? Well, what he noticed was that maybe 1 out of 25 people were going to live. But he wanted to know what made that 1 out of 25 make it while everybody else around them died. And as he began to study and pay attention and talk to these people, he found that the difference is what they associated to their experience in the camp. For most people, being in the camp meant instant death. They gave up right away. Or they began to think about and focus on continuously, why has God done this to me? Why am I going through all this pain? The people who survived developed a reason to do so. That is, they developed a meaning for their suffering. In other words, instead of just suffering for no reason, which means ultimate pain, they said, I am suffering so that I can come back and tell the story to my children and make sure this never, ever happens again on earth. And for them, the ability to come back and tell that story, the ability to touch the future, was enough pleasure that it enabled them to create a meaning out of their present pain. In other words, if they could just hang in here through this pain, the ultimate pleasure in the long term would be worth much more than the pain they were going through. They had a reason to live. They had a meaning. And by changing the meaning of their suffering to something that would eventually make a difference, they were able to make it through, and they had a will to live that was so strong, they pulled themselves through the toughest times. I'm here to tell you that what we've talked about on the last two tapes is nothing but changing meaning. Changing the meaning of dieting to pleasure instead of pain. Changing the meaning of developing your own business to ultimate freedom instead of massive risk and potential loss. Changing what stopping smoking means. For most people, stopping smoking means, oh my gosh, I may gain weight. Oh my gosh, I'm giving something up. And as long as you're giving something up, it means pain. Changing it instead to freeing yourself. Changing your associations or the meaning of what a relationship means. From it's a leash around my neck that takes away from my freedom to it's one of the most empowering, fun, powerful, transforming experiences I could pray for in my life. That process of transforming meaning, changing what we associate, is what all therapies do when they work. So you don't have to go to therapy. You can learn to do it on yourself just by changing what you link up inside your own head. Having seen that the real difference, what changes people, is when they change meaning, what I began to do was analyze, well, how come some people did that in one session and some took 7 years? Well, part of it was the approach, obviously, the type of therapy that was used. But also part of it was, where was that person and their level of commitment to making a change? I mean, I know some people, you could change them in a heartbeat. Didn't take any effort at all. Other people, boy, you really had to push. And some people never seemed to want to change at all. They kept coming. They'd want to pay somebody. They want to go talk to the therapist, but they don't really want to change. So I began to look at what was it that got somebody to the point of really making the change in this session so that I could develop a way to create results in people literally in one session instead of 500.